For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Rain meditation. So again, getting yourself into a posture that's alert and yet relaxed. In this meditation, we'll be using a tool called RAIN. Recognize, allow, investigate, non-identification, and nurturing. We'll begin by recognizing what's really happening in the moment. It may be something we're self-critical about. We're just going to let it come into awareness. Once we've recognized what's happening, we'll allow it to be. We won't criticize ourselves and we won't try and change it. Then we'll investigate it with kindness, finding out what most needs attention. And we will try not to identify with the problem or behavior, but instead we'll nurture ourselves with loving kindness and compassion. So taking a couple of long, slow, deep breaths. Take a moment to just scan your life in the past week or so. And you might notice a time when you turned on yourself in some way. You were harsh or critical. Could be in your relationship with others, or could be something in your own behavior. Maybe some kind of conflict where you're feeling bad about yourself. Or maybe you're at war with yourself about the way you're behaving with a partner, a friend, or a child. In thinking about this, where you're turning on yourself, it really puts you into what Tara Brach calls the trance of unworthiness. It gives you the belief that you're falling short, that you're not lovable, you're not okay. You feel like something's wrong with you. And we'll use RAIN to help heal those feelings. We'll recognize the thoughts and the feelings that put us into this trance of unworthiness. Just knowing what they are. And once we recognize that we've turned on ourselves, we're just going to allow it. This is how it is right now. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to apologize to myself. I don't have to say I'm a terrible person for turning on myself. I just have to say I was at war with myself, or I turned on myself, or I'm just not happy with myself because of whatever. And just allow it to be there. You don't have to think about it all day long, just for the next few seconds. And if your mind starts to wander, which it tends to do when you're trying to focus on something it doesn't want to focus on, just bring your thoughts back. And as you're allowing, begin to investigate with curiosity. Be very gentle. What's it like when you're in this trance of unworthiness? What are you believing about yourself right now? Maybe you're believing, I will always fail. Things will never get better. No one could love me. I'm not good enough. Whatever it is, just notice what beliefs you have that are triggered by this turning on yourself. And notice how your body feels when you're in this trance of unworthiness. What are you feeling in your chest? What are you feeling in your belly? Are your shoulders slumped? It's important to pay attention to connecting with what it feels like in your body, because that'll help you become aware of the trance coming on in the future. That's your bell of mindfulness. Sense that most vulnerable part of you. Where does it feel the worst? Sense what that part most needs. The part that feels not okay. What does it need? Does it need to be seen in a different way? Loved? Understood? Simply held with kindness? Remember, you are not the bad feeling or the bad behavior. You are not the behavior you dislike. And as you're feeling into that not okay place, you might experiment with putting your hand on your heart to begin the nourishing part of RAIN. Perhaps there's some words that you offer to yourself. It's okay. This is really hard for you. I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry you're suffering. Whatever words provide you with what you need. They don't have to come from someone else. They can come from deep inside you. As you do this, you may sense the love of the divine flowing in you. Simply nourishing yourself with self-compassion. Just explore what it feels like to let love flow in when you're feeling not okay. Simply having the intention to let love flow in deconditions the tendency to be at war with ourselves. Sense the tenderness and the spaciousness when we're not at war with ourselves, when we're just letting it be. Think about who you would be if you no longer believed something was wrong with you? In returning your focus to your breath, moving in and out of your body. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and coming back to the group.